Gunmen from the defeated Fatah party stormed into the Palestinian parliament building in the West Bank town of Ramallah, firing in the air. They climbed onto the roof and hoisted a picture of the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, who founded Fatah nearly 50 years ago. Angry Fatah activists took to the streets across the West Bank and Gaza, blaming corrupt officials for the election defeat and demanding their resignation. And there are signs that the internal Fatah unrest could lead to open warfare with Hamas. In Gaza, armed police briefly stormed the local parliament and demanded that Hamas members who killed their colleagues in recent months be put on trial. In a roadside ambush, Hamas gunmen wounded two policemen aligned with Fatah. Fatah controls the 58,000-member security forces, and it is reluctant to hand over power to Hamas. That has raised fears of a violent power struggle between Fatah and Hamas. For its part, Hamas wants to merge all armed factions, including its 5,000 fighters, into an army. Hamas leader Khaled Mashal told a Damascus news conference that the army would defend the Palestinian people against Israeli aggression. He rejected U.S., European, and Israeli demands that Hamas disarm. As long as we are under occupation, Mashal said, resistance is our right. Hamas has carried out dozens of deadly suicide bombings, and Mashal did not rule out further attacks on Israeli civilians. Israel's defense minister, Shaul Mofaz, said if that happens, Hamas leaders could be targeted for assassination. If Hamas will turn to terror, Mofaz warned, it will find itself under an unprecedented attack from the State of Israel. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.